We're going to move back into the trenches now, dealing with the big boys, your favorite offensive tackle from Ole Miss, Johnny Jerry. Johnny, you go by Baby J as well, so we're going to go with that. How's that feel?
That'll be fine.
That's your nickname from back home. Let's just get right into it. How's the week been going so far? First day of practice, what'd you think?
I think the first day of practice went pretty good. You know, I think everybody was a little restless today, and you know, tomorrow we're looking forward to getting better.
You were talking about before the interview, you had your right tackle today. How do you feel about, I know you have experience there at right tackle, they use you at guard. Where do you feel more comfortable? Do you see yourself playing at the next level?
It really don't matter to me. It's whatever team needs me to do, I'm willing to do it. So I got experience of playing both of them. I think I can play either one, so it doesn't matter to me.
You're sitting here, you get an opportunity to work with the Miami Dolphins staff this week. Only one day in, but so far, have you been learning from them? Has it been a little bit different than when you were at college?
Yeah, it's a lot different. You know, the tempos are way a lot faster than what you have in college. So, you know, the main thing is just listening. You got to have great listening skills with these coaches, and that's what I've picked up from the first day so far.
Paying attention, that's one thing you don't ever do.
Obviously. But, we're going back to the guard and the tackle questions. You played a lot in the second half of the year at guard. Bit of a road grader inside to move guys off the football, power lunge team. You see yourself being limited to more power lunge team inside if you play guard? Or, you know, where do you feel most comfortable? Where do you think you project to most of the next level?
I think I can do the zone scheme or the power scheme. It really don't matter. I prefer the power scheme more because I like being, it's more physical, you know, more getting that guy. So it really won't matter to me, though. I think I can fit in either scheme.
Tell us a little bit today what the weigh-ins are like. You're standing up there in front of hundreds of NFL people in just your draws. And tight draws, that. Skin tight draws. What's that like?
That was something new, you know. I didn't know what to expect walking in there, and I looked at it, I was like, wow.
You weren't the guy in the back doing the push-ups trying to get your pumps going or anything, right?
We joked around about it, but nobody actually done it.
Nobody was actually back there trying to get the pumps. There were a few guys last year. They will remain nameless at this point.
Yeah, so me and Joe, we just got done talking with Eric Norwood. Everywhere we look is an SEC guy. Ole Miss, South Carolina, you guys are all over the place. Is there a bit of, you know, pride down here that the entire South team is made up of three-quarters SEC prospects?
This stuff comes in America, hands down. You know, that just shows you the type of guys you have to go against every week. So it don't surprise me that SEC have a lot of players.
And who's some of the toughest competition you've gone against in the SEC this year?
Pretty much every week. Everyone. Every week is a battle. Mm-hmm.
There's no week off. I'd imagine you get done with one and the tape goes right back in and you're looking at another guy that's going to be a problem for you each week, right? There's no walkovers.
It's pretty much what it's like, you know. Going in and watching film on a Monday, you still sore from the past game. You look at the film, you'd be like,
the next beast is lined up.
You're right about that.
Oh, beast in the week to week. I mean, you got Greg Hardy on your team, right. And then Powell. It like flip-flopping back and forth? And you have to play tackle against them, and you go and beat the big guys inside?
Right.
I mean, it's killer even in practice, like that.
Yeah, it's killer in practice, but, you know, I'm kind of glad we had guys like Greg and Poe and Rocket and LaJuan and Ted and all them guys. They just helped me out, and, you know, there's so many ways to learn how to compete with different guys like them. So I bounce around a lot throughout practice.
So between all the guys you're dealing with at practice and all the guys you deal with on a week-to-week basis, you know, you've competed against a high level of competition. That should be pretty comforting moving to the next level. Obviously, it's going to get a lot tougher, but it's nice to have that sort of resume, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's pretty nice to have that resume, you know, to go against elite guys week in and week out. And, you know, I feel like I've done a pretty good job against pretty much everyone, so I just take what I learned from them guys and just go hard every single play to the next level.
Super Bowl pick, who you got before we let you out of here?
Gotta have it.
Whew, that's a tough one, but I mean,
of all the questions you're going to face this week,
that's the tough one.
That's the toughest one, you know? But I mean, I wouldn't bet against Breeze or I wouldn't bet against Payton, so I just say whatever defense come up with the most stops, I think that's who will win that game.
That's a good one. We're going to go ahead and write that down.
Let's get ready for NFL Network.
Yeah, I was going to say, how about that, man? He's already thinking about the next career.
Next level.
All right, Johnny Jerry, man, thanks a lot for stopping by. We really appreciate it. Best of luck this week. From one Ole Miss standout to another, we go from Johnny Jerry to a slightly slimmer running rebel.
Just slightly.
Just a little bit slimmer. Running back Dexter McCluster. Dexter, what's happening, man?
Nothing much. Just enjoying everything and just taking everything in and having fun.
You know, I have a list of questions I've prepared for pretty much everyone this week. You were actually one of the guys I wanted to talk to solely because I've watched the last couple of games of the year with you. Ripping people to shreds. LSU game, I was in Chicago for the Bears-Eagles game. I got to watch that. And then bowl game against Oklahoma State, just running wild. I mean, looking back at that to set you up, to propel you to this next level, you're coming off some great tape moving forward. What do you want to do to make yourself better heading into draft day?
Well, you know what? Just going back and watching some of the things that I've accomplished at Ole Miss, you know, kind of helps me out to prepare myself for the league. You know, I want to go out and just have fun with everything I do, work hard, and my passion and my heart for this game is bigger than any stadium that I've ever played in, and I pride myself on that. So I want to go into this thing, you know, head first. I want pass protection, crisp route running, catching every punt, catching every kickoff, and just having fun.
Well, he can do it all, Joe.
Yeah, I've seen it.
And the thing that we like, too, especially projecting you to the next level, you can create with the ball in your hands, you can run routes. Where do you see yourself at the next level?
You know what? I would say a slot receiver. I would love if they threw me back there at running back and change of pace back. You know, I think I can slither through and hide behind those big lines.
I think so, too.
And, you know, play a final role on special teams. Whatever it is, you know, I'm going to go and give 110%. If it's kickoff team, or if it's a gunner on the punt team, or a return man. So I'm going to give everything I got, no matter where I'm at. I'd be blessed to get there.
You know, you're down here. We had a chance to speak with some other players. Eric Coleman, the linebacker. I'm getting it wrong, aren't I?
Norwood.
I'm looking at the wrong thing on the list. South Carolina, one of the teams that knocked you guys off earlier in the year on Thursday night, but resilient this Ole Miss team was this year. You guys were rising, falling, some ups and downs this year, but how does going through a season like that, where the team's on the rise, on the fall, emotionally, how does that going to prepare you for the next level? I mean, you've been on this roller coaster, so it kind of thickens your skin, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, we came in this year with a lot of hype, you know, coming in, top five team, Heisman Trophy winner quarterback, you know, and it was a roller coaster year. You know, I'm proud of everything we did. You know, I have no regrets, but it kind of prepares you for this. You know, you're being pulled in each direction by general managers, just scouts, coaches, and then having to focus and learn this playbook. You know, I feel well prepared for this. My mind is right, my soul and spirit is right. So I'm just ready to go.
Just speed, man. Just speed. When it all breaks down, just take off. I've seen you run by so many people this year. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's another thing I want to prove. You know, a lot of people don't think. They think I'm more quick than fast, so I got to kind of, you know, pull away from some guys.
Not Tennessee, though, Joe. Tennessee doesn't think you're more quick than fast.
I don't quick or fast, man. When he's blowing by you, I don't care how you define it.
I talked to a couple of the guys. You know, they were like, every time I got the ball, they kind of, you know, held their breath. So it's kind of good. To hear stuff like that kind of motivates me a little bit.
Well, you start the year off more of a wide receiver, and then halfway through, you move all the way full-time. You're getting the ball 25, 30 times a game, pretty much putting the Ole Miss offense on your back. Do you think this proves to guys that, you know, I can carry the load if need be? You know, you can give me the ball 10, 15 times a game. I can work special teams. I got the durability to do so.
Oh, yeah, definitely. All I ask for is a chance. Just give me a chance, and I promise I'm going to give you everything I got. And 10 times out of 10, I won't let you down. That's how I feel about it. And me, growing up, I've always been the smaller type, you know, on the football field. So I had to work that much harder every day because I felt like I had to prove something. And I still have that chip on my shoulder like I have to prove something. So any time that I hear anything negative, it's kind of fueling my energy and it gets me better. So I say keep it coming.
Who's a guy you look at in the NFL that you kind of try to emulate? Obviously, like their type of skill set, their type of player. When you look at him, you kind of see yourself a little bit in him, and you kind of want to strive to play like that.
You know what? I've been watching Chris Johnson real close lately.
Who hasn't been watching Chris Johnson?
He's very explosive, man. When he has the ball in his hands, he can run by you. He can create separation. He can make a move if need be. So I really look at him. But it all goes back to Barry Sanders. That's my man right there. I watch his highlights before every game, and it gets me ready. So I try to outdo him on the game field.
If you're going to pick two guys to be like, I really couldn't think of two better ones.
Well, you got
the
dreads like Chris Johnson. You just need a grill. That's all you need.
You need the grill. And you need the Twitter account, too. You got to be blowing up, letting everyone know where you're
from. It's some fake Twitter. Them Dexter McCluster out there right now. So I've been.
It's out there right now, starting to blow up?
I've been noticing. So I was like, you know, I let everybody else know that's not me. So.
Let us know when you get the real one set up, and we'll tell everyone
on
the website.
I will.
Before we let you out of here, Super Bowl pick, Saints, Colts, who you taking?
You know what? I'm going to go with the Saints.
You're a Southern guy.
my girlfriend actually is from New Orleans, and her mom is from New Orleans, and everybody's from New Orleans.
You got no other option.
I have no choice, so I'm going to go ahead and pull for the end up.
Man, that's the best. Running back next to him, plus Ole Miss. These Ole Miss guys, man, they know how to do it. I'll tell you what, two for two so far. Dexter, thanks so much,
Thank
man.
You.
We appreciate it.
Yes, sir.